You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. It's exactly 163 miles from downtown Fresno to Mountain View, the heart of Silicon Valley. But this weekend in Fresno, it's another story as high technology in the valley is showcased with an event called the 59 Days of Code. Joining us to tell us more about the event is Jake Soberall. He's the founder and CEO of Bitwise, which is helping to sponsor the event. Jake, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
59 Days of Code celebrates the work of local technology developers, software developers in the Valley. What exactly have they been doing since April 18th?
That's right. Well, not much sleeping. So in the last 59 days, they've been building from scratch market-ready web applications. So this could be the sorts of things that you use on your telephone or on the internet, but they have the functionality that does all of the really neat things that technology does to help make our lives easier, advance business purposes and those sorts of things. But best of all, they've been doing it right here in Fresno.
Do you find that people are surprised to learn that there are people developing apps and things like that here in the Valley?
Every single day, but fortunately, less and less so. I think that it's a sign of the progress that 59 Days of Code has made, that you still run into the folks that are surprised that there is a technology industry in Fresno, but you also have that set of people that are kind of anticipating, well, what's going to be next at this year's 59 Days of Code, and that's fun to see.
This is the fifth year of the event. How has it changed over the years? How has the local technology scene changed in that time? Maybe is the more important question.
Yeah, well, dramatically is the answer to that question. We have gone from a scenario in which we needed to prove that there was the talent in Fresno. We wanted to test the concept, and I wasn't involved at that time. But now you see today the technology industry in Fresno really booming. Companies moving from outside of Fresno to be in Fresno. Companies here that are homegrown growing to hundreds of employees. And I think that a portion of that boom owes credit to 59 Days of Code, because whether it was a company that came out of 59 Days of Code or a company that used 59 Days of Code to find talent or even in Fresno generally using 59 Days of Code to prove that there is technology prowess here in Fresno, it's played a big role in changing the landscape here in Fresno.
So are these established teams that have been working together, this one-off developer working at home or at the hashtag or where have you, that are trying to develop the software? Exactly how are these teams working to win the prize money?
Yeah, so all of the above. You've got students who are in high school who took a coding class at Geekwise Academy and are putting together an application. You've got professionals working for Inc. 500 companies here in Fresno that got together in after hours, said, let's build this thing and you know, try our own hand at launching it, building together, and everything in between. You've got designers working with developers, working with entrepreneurs, and you're seeing the fruits of a lot of labor come to head, and it's not just the developer anymore. It's really a diversity of expertises being brought to bear on launching web applications here in Fresno.
So the clock stopped for these developers who were working feverishly with their espresso-fueled coding sessions on June 16th. Now the showcase is happening June 28th. Is this when we find out the winner or the winners?
That's right. So for me, I look back to when I was a kid and my dad took me to the air show and you got to see all this awesome stuff. That's how I kind of feel about 59 Days of Code. And on Saturday will be the air show, if you will. First thing begins at noon on Saturday at the convention center. The doors will open and the general public for completely free will be able to walk through, play with these apps, get to know the founders, talk about what they've built, and that showcase is open from noon to 4 p.m. At 4 p.m., the showcase floor shuts down, by then the judges will have selected three finalists in each category. The finalist will pitch from the stage, kind of Shark Tank-esque, and the judges will select a winner in each category that will walk away with not only the seed funding that 59 Days of Code gives each year, and the top category $10,000, but all sorts of software licenses and resources to go out and start their business.
Tell me about those pitches. What's that process like?
The pitch is really neat. What you're doing is, so now they know they've been selected as finalists, but they've only known that for about an hour. And now they're put up on the stage in front of normally about 300-400 people stick around for the awards, and they are pitching to win this money. It's just them or somebody else who's going to win it. There's not a lot of – by then the competition has been whittled down. They're selling their app as a viable business. And so they're pitching to the judges and the audience, the marketplace that it would occupy, the problem that it solves, and everything that relates to that. And it really, really is neat. You've got some folks that are extraordinarily polished and some folks that just choose to own their geekiness and talk about the technology. Both are very beneficial. Every part about it is entertaining and very fun.
This is the fifth year. What have some of the success stories been out of the past?
Yeah, so one of the really neat things is that 59 Days of Code each year has launched at least two businesses that are still in existence today. You have some that have reached really neat heights. One from a couple of years ago, Ventata, is a really neat example, a dynamic price-fixing tool. You have the Numa Group, where you had an experienced entrepreneur and developer, Rob Walling, hired a winner in Derek Reimer, and they together are teaming up and have done some really exciting things with that business. And then I owe a personal debt of gratitude to 59 Days of Code, never having been a competitor, but the founder of 59 Days of Code, Irma, and I met through 59 Days of Code, and that's how we launched Bitwise Industries. And so there have been both easy to see, you take an entry and it grow it into a business results that have launched businesses, and then that indirect result where you've got an attendee who is an entrepreneur who meets a developer at the event and they get together and launch something. And the economic impact of it, though, has just been mammoth.
Do you have any idea of the size of the local software development community?
It's tough to say. I know when we talk about companies, we're well into the hundreds. There are a lot of burgeoning companies. When you talk about individuals, if I was to guess at it, I think you're in the thousands, well into the thousands. It's hard to say because the number changes rapidly.
And you have a lot of people who are working freelance gigs and
that's right,
going from company to company or project to project, right?
That's exactly right. We our traditional metrics do a really bad job at telling us the story of the technology industry because there is a freedom that is kind of expected in that industry that's not normal to being a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant. Instead, you want to work for 50 companies doing 50 exciting things, and you can. And you don't want to work 9 to 5. We've got folks that they seem to work 3 p.m. till 3 a.m., and it's just a very different industry, it's fast-changing and dynamic. So it's difficult to measure with our usual figures.
If you just joined us in Valley Edition today, we're talking with Jake Soberall. He is the founder and CEO of a local company called Bitwise. He is a sponsor of the event 59 Days of Code, which wraps up with the annual showcase event taking place this Saturday, June 28th, at the Fresno Convention Center. It is a 59-day competition for local software developers to come up with their best new ideas and then pitch a panel of judges for the opportunity to win cash prizes and other things. Who are your judges?
Yeah, so the judges are always a lot of fun because we try to bring to bear the different skill sets that a team would need to bring to bear, but obviously folks that have a great deal of experience. This year, locally, we have Rob Walling, who's the founder of Numa Group. He's also the founder of an international conference that happens once each year in Prague and once in Vegas called MicroConf, a very successful entrepreneur in his own right. We have the founder of a company called BidSketch, who's coming to us from the Northwest and a very successful early stage entrepreneur. So he's just now experiencing that success. We have Betty Smith, the founder of Payroll People, a company that's had a lot of success, founded right here in Fresno, kind of at the other end of the spectrum, and they're established business. And Betty has a lot of success in a company that's heavily reliant on technology. And then we have Jason Anderson from IBM. He's a cloud architect for IBM, so very heavily and deeply into the technology, will be coming down from the Silicon Valley to serve as a judge this year.
What do you think those people in other communities think of the Valley's technology community?
I think until very recently they weren't thinking of it at all. But what we've seen is you have ideas and people that are making their way out of here, and they're able to keep up with anyone, any place in the world. And the result of that is you're getting a lot more eyes on Fresno when it comes to the technology industry.
And you've talked about economic development, these new companies starting. Is this something that you think has more – there's more room left to grow in this area? Is this something that the – region should look to as a new source of economic development and growth? Is there room for the Valley to grow in an area where we have Silicon Valley and Los Angeles as its own thriving tech community as well? Is there room in California for something unique to happen in this part of the state?
there's absolutely no question that there is room. Fresno has some very real economic characteristics that make it a very viable place for the growth of the technology industry. I mean, if we look in real terms at the biggest problem facing the technology industry is how we're going to find talent fast enough to keep up with demand. It isn't like another industry where we're all kind of fighting for survival and competing for the same business. There's more business than anyone knows what to do with. So what you see is the technology industry gravitates to talent. Talent dictates where the industry grows next. You've seen that happen recently in Austin and in Portland. Lots of available talent, and so the technology industry grows up. If we look today, as things currently sit, at the poles of the technology industry, let's take the Silicon Valley, where there's a scarcity of software developers, meaning a developer can demand $200 an hour to get out of bed, and they do, and they make it. That's a very difficult landscape in which to start a new business. If we look at the other end of the pole, the spectrum, India, where there's plenty of available labor, but there is no living wage, which means that the highest and best of economic achievement looks like leaving that place and going to another. Those systems are breaking and will break. And so what you need, my soapbox, is a middle market in the United States where you can have this very precise dynamic be true. And that's a developer says $40,000 to $60,000 a year for the first part of my career is a really wonderful living. I can buy a house. I can have some kids. I can get married. I can drive a nice car. All of those things in that range in this place. Meanwhile, if you're a Google, if you're an Amazon, if you're one of our homegrown bigs like Decipher, that represents a 75% discount off of what you would pay for that same developer in the Silicon Valley. That is an economic advantage that exists in Fresno that we can exploit to create a very, very robust industry here, knowing that later on you get those higher level jobs that trickle in alongside of the volume opportunities. So, yes, there is a very real opportunity to grow our very own technology industry here in Fresno.
But with that high wage paid just a few hundred miles or less than 200 miles away, has it been difficult to retain some of those talented people? Is that a challenge that your industry faces? We've heard a lot about the brain drain. Does it apply to this industry as well, do you think?
It does. Unfortunately, it implies it's been decreasing. What we're seeing is that the growth of companies to reach have kind of a global reach, whether it be Decipher or Pelco or Decade or even, you know, a smaller example in payroll people provides high-level opportunities here in Fresno. And then I do think that Bitwise Industries coming alongside and providing place has played a very real part in that. I love telling the story. There's a young man, no college, hangs out down at Bitwise, and he works for a company there. He's been offered a job at Facebook, and he turned it down because he didn't want to leave working at Bitwise. That is not the norm. But you don't start with the norm. You start with the outlier, and then you begin to develop a snowball that makes a place something special and that can compete directly with the Silicon Valley. And that's where we're at right now.
Going back to 59 Days of Code, before we go, I want to close on this. I understand this is the fifth year. It's also the last year for this event. Why is that, and what's happening?
It is. The short answer, I guess, is that 59 Days of Code worked. When we set out, and I wasn't involved in the early group, but when the group set out at 59 Days of Code, the goal was to change things, to prove that we could have a technology industry, to prove that we had the talent, to prove that these sorts of things could happen in Fresno. It worked. They can. They're happening. And so the viewpoint of the 59 Days of Code Board of Directors is that once that happens, we can either continue doing it for its own sake, and there is intrinsic value in that, or you seed center stage and let the doers get in now and actually do. And so very, you know, Calvin and Hobbes-esque at our peak, we want to step out of the way and let all of these folks who have now flocked to this, you know, this central meeting place decide what's next. And I don't know what that is, but I think there's a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe. And so my hope is that people don't assume from the headline that, oh, my goodness, 59 Days of Code has failed. Quite the opposite. It did exactly what it was supposed to do.
Jake Soboroff from the company Bitwise, also with the group 59 Days of Code. The event takes place Saturday, June 28th at the Fresno Convention Center, showcasing the works of local software technology developers who've been working over the past couple of months to bring together their teams to develop new software applications in the local technology industry. Jake, if people want more information, where can they find it?
59daysofcode.com. So that's the number 59 and then the word daysofcode.com.
J- Jake Soberall of Bitwise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.